It's on now. It's fucking on. Welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
This is Jason Lives, the full movie commentary.
Goddamn, we're already in part six? Holy shit. This movie really should have been titled Friday the 13th, part six. We're sorry we fucked you, Jason. The only one that matter lives.
I remember that going back and watching all these. I think it was for like last year or whatever. Like I'd forgotten, like it'd been 2012 since we did these, since I watched them, and going back to watch this one, man, I was shocked at how fucking awesome it was.
Yeah, it's a little corny, but it's meant to be corny. It's fun though. Like that's the main thing about it. But I was trying to think of like the last movie they tried to make uber serious with Friday the 13th, and it would either be Friday the 13th part one, the original one, or the remake. Like, this one was just fun, man. It was just a fucking happy, good time. It was Jason. He looked badass. He had some great kills in there. There was some comic relief in it that was fun and energetic, and everybody had a great time with it. Like, they weren't, like, they went back to basics, sir, and I appreciate the fuck for that.
And it was underratedly comedically smart. Like, it wasn't just, like, stupid funny. It was, like, it had some smart fucking comedy in it, which is, like, it's never what I would have thought coming into this franchise. And Thom Matthews did a great fucking job as Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah.
I love this movie, but let's shut
the
fuck up
and watch it. I wish that guy would just change his fucking name to Thom Matthews instead of Thom. Yeah. What the fuck is that? Is he a villain from Krypton? My name is Thom Matthews.
Kneel
one day
before
we'll
Thom.
we will rule Houston.
I will find him. Guys, by the way, we just posted a new Halloween podcast where we go through this guy from Esquire made one of the worst Halloween rankings you'll ever hear in your life.
I think right there, what you just said, a guy from Esquire ranked all the Halloween films is enough for people to be like, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably the worst list.
Several links I'm going to be putting in the description box below for this one. If you're listening
to it. Aren't
those
motherfuckers the same guys that's supposed to tell you what the best Italian boots are to wear for the season of fall?
I think that's GQ, but maybe Esquire too. I don't know. Might not have enough time. Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. We'll put the link for the podcast on there. The podcast is doing shockingly well. So if you guys would, if you haven't checked out the podcast or if you had, if you'd go and rank us on iTunes, that'd be fucking rad. That would be really cool and help us a whole bunch. To help continue to grow the podcast. And
yes,
another
sir.
Thing I wanted to say is that I'm going to
make my monster grow.
I'm going to put this one up, I believe, in the morning, this commentary. So that means that tonight, if you're listening to this right now, that tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have our 100,000 subscriber celebration live.
Great.
It's going to get naughty.
So, naughty. If you're listening to this right now and you know that 10:30 is approaching and it's tomorrow night, I feel like I'm in the fucking future.
Saturday night.
Gigawatts.
Saturday night, 10:26, 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating or whatever the fuck they call it on the iTunes Express. I have no idea. Just make sure it's a good like if you please, and then click off this video and go and watch the live stream. It's gonna be great. Then come back and watch this. Or listen to this bullshit.
There's a lot of things happening. A lot of fucking things happening. Thank you guys, by the way, for 100,000. We'll get into all that tomorrow night, and I promise we won't cry.
Tonight.
What's that, by the way? Speaking of ratings, I don't understand. I'm not comfortable with iTunes rating systems. Can I give you guys a corn dog rating? Is that a thing? Because I think I would rate you guys on the scale of food scale. I think I give you about a mustardy corn dog.
Yeah, you ain't reached the ketchup mustard corn dog yet, but you on the mustard side of it.
Baba Joe.
What kind of corn dogs you talking about, man? You got the Coney Island dogs, you got the regular hot corn dogs, you got the corn dogs you get at Kroger's.
You know what a nice hybrid is?
What's that?
This is some next level. This is the Tesla of corn dogs.
Yeah.
It is the Jimmy Dean sausage wrapped in a pancaker.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. You can take your fancy goddamn pancake-encrusted corn dogs back to L.A. where it belongs. I ain't down for that bullshit. I ain't into that hanky-panky pancake corn doggy.
Hey,
I want a regular corn doggy.
If they don't sell it at the Save-A-Lot or the Speedway, Then it might as well be sold at the fucking Taj Mahal.
Hey, man, you know what? You telling the truth right there? 100% put that in a contract and make that America's goddamn constitution.
You tell Jack Burton otherwise, says checks in the mail.
Hey, man, you know what? If it's not sold at the Speedway or the Save-A-Lot, well, they ain't no Americans now, is they? They ain't nothing but goddamn red-blooded communists trying to take over our fucking world. Go Trump 2020.
Yeah, buddy, that's where I buy my Freezy Pops.
Hey, that was a joke, guys. We're not political in here at all. Trump, I don't give a shit. Like, I just threw it out there. I don't know why.
Yeah, you made my butthole pucker up when you said that.
Yeah, I don't give a shit who wins. I hope Ross Perot wins.
Yeah,
I think he's fucking. I think he's dead.
If like, you can't joke about it, then you shouldn't fucking exist. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this fucking movie and have fun with Jason.
Yeah.
Put it in me, Jason. Oh my God, what? I was on the football team.
All right, I'm going to start this bitch. By the way, we're doing all the Jason movies. We've done 5. Now we're doing 6. We're going to do the rest. So make sure you check it, good shit out. And now I'm going to talk like this all night because I done fucking started.
I know.
I shouldn't have done terrible. That. All right, I'm going to find my movie here. We are watching just the standard Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. Coming in at a cool 1 hour, 27 minutes and 8 seconds. My version's on Amazon. Jay's is on DVD. You ever notice, by the way, that when those DVD, when you watch an old movie and they come up with like a DVD commercial, and it's like, it's the commercial where they like show like the high speed scenes and like the shootouts from all the movies, and it's like a commercial for DVD or like high def. There's the guy, he says, coming soon to DVD.
Yeah, but do you notice that it seems like they only used, like, back in the day when they were promoting DVD, they only used Keanu Reeves in Speed. Yeah. Now, witness the next level of entertainment, DVD, high definition.
They all had, like, Men in Black on them, or there was always, like, the Jason Bourne movies, coming soon to DVD.
Yeah, and they were always, like, coming attractions. It's like, now, witness. Yeah, it was always crazy, but yeah. DVD. Okay. Great times.
All right. I'll shut the fuck up and start the movie. I'm going to say sucking. If you're new to this, I'm going to say sucking, fucking, and touching. And when I say touching, that's when you're going to press play on your movie and you're going to watch it with us if you so choose to. And for the people in the comment section who are like, where's the fucking movie?
Yeah, I did see that comment before. It's like, I thought we were going to watch the movie with you guys. Look, guys, we would love to do that shit like we were Mystery Science Theater 3000, but we're not. We would get immediately fucking demonetized and struck down off YouTube.
We still don't know if we're even going to get our play button. We definitely wouldn't be getting it then.
Oh, they're not gonna give it to us. There's no fucking way. There's no way they're giving it. We're gonna have to fucking Freddy Krueger our own subscribe button. We're gonna have to go out into the garage and like how he makes his glove. We're gonna have to like fucking like hammer metal together and make our shitty fucking subscribe button.
I swear to God, if we don't get it, we have to make that skit. We have to do it. I don't care. We have to get somebody that helps us know how to use all that shit and we'll do it. But
okay,
yeah, no.
So let's watch this. A movie on a disc the size of a CD. DVD.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Sucking, fucking, and touching. I just pressed play. The movie has
begun. Me too.
That old shitty Paramount in the sky.
A Gulf Western company. Paramount.
My God, that's racist.
Kings Island. Sorry, guys, if you hear my dog growling, I don't know if he's horny or fucking hungry. Stop, bitch!
I heard him, too.
I know.
Sound like that dude in Step Brothers eating a dick. It's like, I'll eat it like Kobayashi. It's true, I've seen him do it.
Oh.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Paint my fucking shit foggy. Look at that fucking opening shot right there. That's every person's worst nightmare. Like, this whole thing, like it's got a goddamn coyote eating roadkill. There was fog rolling in on a fucking, in a dark forest. Like, shit, what did I eat last night? Oh, shit.
I think that was just a dog. This guy.
Hey, Mike, where are you at on your...
Oh, I was ahead of you. Or I was at the same point. I'm at 1:10.
Okay. Sorry, my fucking asshole dog jumped on me and moved the remote.
Okay, so I'm at 1:20 right now.
All right, I think I'm good. I'm well.
Okay, let's do 1:30. I'll tell you when. 1:30 right now.
Right there, goom. All right. Jason Vlogs in hell, and I'm going to send him there.
There's that old can of gasoline.
Like, I was so confident, too. He's like, Jason belongs in hell, and I'm going to send him there. Okay, overconfident much with your fucking weird, like, blue jean baby queen jacket?
Well, coming from the Tommy he was in the last one, I'd be like, dude, how'd you get so fucking handsome all of a sudden?
He does. He looks like Prince Valiant.
He does. He looks like a Disney prince.
Or like Prince Valium from Spaceballs. From
looking like a fucking, like that scary ass karate dude to a fucking Disney prince.
He does. I wouldn't want to fuck with him. I bet he knows karate.
Your mic got really weird just now. Did you put it in your butt?
Yeah, I did.
I know it tickles, but damn, I'm trying to film a commentary.
Sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do when you're watching a Jason List kind of movie. God, Jason's got so much disrespect on that little tiny tombstone. This belongs in a museum.
I would have put a tiny like scribble that says Michael was here right on the tombstone.
Yeah. Or Freddie would have put like welcome to primetime, bitch. Yeah. What if somebody why do they have the Jason mask with them though? Like, I don't understand that. Why did they bring him a mask?
It's kind of like Halloween 2018. Does this do something for you?
I like how he digs up the dirt. It reminds me of Beetlejuice when they start digging up the grave.
Yeah, sure.
That guy was like, I don't even want to be here. You're lucky I'm your friend because I'm really not, though. But I want to bang your sister that you said you had.
As much as we love this movie because we already know it's supposed to be funny and just like crazy, I wonder how bad it pissed off people in the audience when they went to see this and like they literally brought Jason back with like the fucking lightning and shit.
Well, you know what? I would imagine that at that point, people were just really happy to see Jason fucking Voorhees back. Like, they knew it was Jason. Like, yeah, not just a guy that was pretending to be Jason. Yeah. So there's his coffin. Let's fucking go, bitch.
I like that they're wearing the exact same, like, clothing items. Just different these colors.
These guys look like two characters that would be in the video game Streets of Rage. That you would just beat up.
Or Final Fight.
Yeah. Haggard.
God, you know that fucking coffin smells like farts and cheese.
Here's the thing I don't understand. Jason Voorhees, at this point, when this movie came out, in the Jason universe, would have already been notorious murderer, mass murderer, or whatever. Wouldn't there be people, like, trying to steal the grave, you know, the gravestone or whatever, like, you know, going in there and leaving shit around it? You know what I mean? Like, they would make him, like, mythical.
I don't know, like other serial killers are being in the open, right?
Banaka, sir? Oh,
look at that motherfucking spaghetti pie face.
By the way, that's never going to heal if you don't stop picking.
Dude, Jesus that looks Christ. Like that looks like I saw a sink in the Vegas airport when we were leaving, and I was hungover as shit, dude. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to get on this flight. Dude, I went to wash my hands in the sink. Someone had yacked all in it.
Great job.
It looked just like that.
Good job. Not that I ate anything tonight.
Looked like he ate Hamburger Helper and just couldn't hold his beer. And some chili. Yeah. There's some Wendy's chili beans in there. Look at that.
Hey, dude, the way that Thom Matthews' face looks like, it's like when you're trying to fight that urge to vomit when you drank too much and you're at a party. You're like, I can go. I can keep going.
Well, here's your first mistake.
You know what? As corny as this is, how he gets brought back to life, I fucking dig it. I like it. It's like fucking Night Wolf.
I like his anger because he's doing the right thing. You know, he's destroying it so that it cannot come back.
Whatever. But he's just stabbing a goddamn corpse like it's already dead. It's a husk.
Yeah, but he's ripping it to shit.
I know. And you're ruining his clothes. Well, they were already ruined, I guess.
And he's not wearing a belt.
I know. Dude, that was the thing back then. They never wore belts.
I could like, never do that.
And they tuck in the most random shirts ever. Like, he's got a three-button, or he's got a full-button collared shirt that he tucked into his pants without a belt. Then he has another shirt over top of that with the goddamn crisscross fucking jacket.
Oh, there it is.
Woo! Raiden says fatality. Friendship. Electric Avenue.
Gonna rock down to Electric
Avenue.
Let
and
me
then
take
you'll
you
take
higher.
Me higher.
That looks fucking cool.
Oh, that's badass. Oh, and by the way, might as well mention, this is also Kane Hodder's first appearance as fucking Jason.
No, it's CJ Graham, you fuck nut. I know what you're trying to do.
CJ Graham. That's what I said. Kane Hodder and CJ Graham rhyme a lot. No, and I will admit that if I said that in the last podcast, I'm sorry. I meant Kane Hodder. I know he shows up in the New Blood, but I love Kane Hodder's performance in that. But nonetheless, CJ Graham does a great job too. That shit's hot. He grabbed it right on his ass, too. That guy was screaming. What if he just farted? What if Thom Matthews farted? His ass is already dusty. He's already got a dusty ass.
Yeah, he's got dust butt.
Oh, man, that dusty booty. He just farted like a big plume of dirt smoke.
Jason came looks out fucking.
He does. He looks good.
Awesome right there.
I know. He's like, smells just like mom's cooking.
Boy, you got my sloppy joes.
That's like your dad coming after you got a fucking D on your report card.
No, that's literally your report cards coming
after
you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that
every,
is. That's coming.
Every six that's like, fucking weeks.
Well, that's your mom holding the report card when you thought you could hide it. Oh, well, what the fuck is that? Not only did rain come down and wash away the gasoline and the fucking match, Jason's like, I've been touched by God.
What'd you do, Ma?
What the fuck?
Cyan punch.
Now there's a fatality.
I love that turnaround too. Plus, he sounded like he had some squishies in his pants.
I would have shit my pants. I would have had some squishies in mine too. If you had seen that shit coming out of the graveyard, holy shit. Looking like the combination of every dirty ass ex-girlfriend that you ever had on that face.
Man, this is so fucking iconic right here with the music.
Oh! Oh, now we got that good music.
You know, this scares you a little bit. You're like, oh, fuck, are we getting too nuts? Are we getting too crazy? But no.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Man. Look at that blood. It looks real.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Poison.
Poison.
Hey, guy, did you know that David Kagan was in this? I didn't know that either. I thought he just was into kegs.
He's the guy who wrote the Kegel exercise handbook. You got to squeeze and then release.
Tom Fridley, the guy that makes and owns the restaurant chain of Fridays? Of course.
Dude, Thor's just, like, Thor and the cat are chasing each other around the whole fucking house. Like, they're fucking, the cat's fucking with him. It's hilarious.
Martin Becker sounds like a fucking lawyer that you don't want on your side. He's like, yeah, I only could afford Martin Becker.
Joseph T. Garrity sounds like he's relative to a shitty Cowboys head coach.
You know, I was talking to my brother earlier about Jason Lives, and he actually, like, in his opinion, he thinks it's the worst looking Jason, one of the worst looking Jasons when he gets his Batman belt on.
I dig
it. Like, dude, I was like, yeah, but he looked fucking, I like him.
I don't think it's the best, but it's not the worst at all.
It's not the best. Admittedly, he does look like a fucking, like, walking, talking advertisement for Lowe's, but he's still cool looking. I don't know.
This guy's a huge fucking dick face, McGregorton from Charlestown.
Now, they've had a lot of business. Is that cobwebs behind him? Woo! Yeah, you just told somebody that you desecrated a grave and you're going to cremate it. Way to start off the convo with the police officer. He must have went to college.
Oh, lock this guy. I love this guy. I'm never coming back to school. Never.
That's exactly what he's telling to his counselor in high school. I don't got time for this bullshit.
Honestly, this scene reminds me a lot of the scene in Killer Clowns from Outer Space with the cops.
Yeah. Thom Matthews is a good actor, though. Like, I mean, he, like, as far as, like, being a Jarvis, he's actually a really good Jarvis.
I think so, too.
But I really did, or at least would have liked to have seen what the guy from part 5 would have developed into in part 6. I think he would have been fine.
I liked his karate skills, but he just didn't have the charisma.
He was a goddamn Power Ranger, man.
He was a fucking Power Ranger.
He had all the charisma that you needed.
If Jason was one of those, what do they call those putty things from Power Rangers?
Putty Patrol. It's putty. Putty Patrol.
Yeah. If Jason was a putty patrol, he'd get his ass fucking kicked.
If he fucking Freddy Krueger would be like, make my monster grow! Like, make him giant huge.
That would be funny as fuck if they actually did do a crossover earlier on and he was in a movie with Freddy in it and Freddy made fun of him. He's like, what are you doing, Blue Ranger?
Holy shit, I forgot about that guy on the left. Dude, that's the guy that was the bad asshole from Ghost.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was trying to fuck Demi Moore after Patrick Swayze died. That son of a bitch. He got fucking ruined, though, by those shadow demons from hell.
those shadow demons scared the fuck out of me, dude. They freaked me the fuck out.
When he died, Eddie was like, hey, Patrick. And he was like, oh, Carl, you fucked up. you got them shadow poopies after you.
There he is.
Oh, he looks good as fuck, though.
And he knows he looks good, too.
I know. He got that hunting spear. He's either going to kill somebody or he's going to be able to spear a fish. Yeah, drive. Like, run him over.
He knows they can't go anywhere. I'm already pulled over. I can't pull over anymore. What do you want me to do?
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Jason looks like Jason is just standing there in the roadway looking at a car that may be his impending doom, like anybody that had mushrooms for the first time. That car can't hurt me.
He's my bills, and I'm the guy in the car trying to get away from him.
So let me ask you a question. You stopped the car with a guy with a gigantic fucking pole, haha, and you stopped the – oh, my God, never mind. Why don't you just run him over? Now you just fucking deflated your tires. You're one of them. We're going to drive this baby back in reverse with three wheels.
It's okay, Barbara. I've got a fucking
I got a tricycle bug. We're going to make it. You ain't no Dirty Harry. Get out of the road. That guy looks like your tennis coach in high school. You fucking hate him already.
He does. When Jason hits a headlight, it looks like he's about to hit himself in the face with his own weapon.
God, he looks so cool, though.
Take it.
Hey, you even missed. Oh, damn. All the way up.
Over his fucking shoulder.
What a waste of time. You know what? And Jason's been in the grave for a while now, and, you know, his muscles are all nasty and decrepit. He got back up quick. He must have taken some fucking granola bars and what is that other shit called?
Fuck, trail mix. He's got the trail mix.
No, granola bars and what's the steroid shit called where their nipples expand to get puffy?
Steroids?
No, but what's the name of it?
I don't know what the name of steroids are.
Steroids. Fluffy muscles. I don't know.
That would be the worst name for a steroid company ever.
I know. It's like, hey, man, inject me with that fluffy muscle injection.
That'd be like if you made Viagra and you just called it, like you know, wiener schnitzels.
Suck my dick. Oh.
Yeah, dude. Her face Woo. Is so far under there.
I like how he's looking. He's like, American Express? I might don't need that later. Why did she have the money in her hand? Was she going to bribe him? I got 40 bucks in American Express. Leave me alone.
I'll suck your dick, man.
Hey, your hair looks bad. It doesn't matter. Just go with it.
I love her, too.
Oh, man, yeah. She is. I like her, yeah. That's the kind of stroke of luck that you would have, like, or hopefully have. You meet a really good-looking girl in a police station that's into danger, and you're in the jail cell, and you're like, hey, you believe me? Okay. Yeah.
That's true. I love this guy too. When he's driving the RV later, he's like, this is great.
He was at I think he was at one of the Scarefests that we went to, actually.
Probably.
No, I think he was. Not this past one, but the one before that. All these people look like they could be extras on that music video. Goodbye to you. Goodbye to you.
I'm
Look at her eyes, man. She has those hungry eyes. That's what she's got. Hungry eyes. And I like it.
She's got that sultry look. I just used Tresemme, and I'm ready to fuck.
He's like, yeah, I am. This is awesome. This is the best jail cell time I've ever had.
They all look like extras that never got cast in Saved by the Bell. They look like Saved by the Bell's extras, or like stunt doubles.
She is an idiot, though. Like, she doesn't even know what he's in there for. He could have literally just, like, murdered a kitten.
You better calm the fuck down. Don't you ever look at my daughter.
I'd be the same way. I'd be so fucking pissed. What the hell was that, Jay? Did you just swallow the biggest dick ever, or did you burp?
I burped and called upon that will not be named.
I think I heard some wetness in that one. Are you okay?
No. I should have never played with a Ouija board last night. He's coming. He's coming to get you!
I love this guy too, dude.
Like, shit. Damn.
That is Wham in 2025. Hey,
man, that is totally us. That's us when we hit 100,000. That's how we acted, like this old man right here. Like, we don't even know what the fuck to do.
I deserve this job. I earned it.
That's me and Mike trying to dig our way through the trenches in 8 years ago. And we're still like we're uneducated about the way that we should be running things.
Dude, that is one of the smartest jokes of the whole movie, dude. He literally broke the fourth wall almost with that. When looking straight at the camera and being like, some folks have a strange idea of entertainment. It's fucking great.
By the way, I like how when you just saw for Jason for a second when he was like walking, he was walking with a purpose. Like, I got to get back to my home and make sure people didn't get fucking crazy on my homestead.
Thor, stop looking at me like that. I'm not taking you outside right now. You just went.
Take him outside.
He's just standing here looking at me, dude.
Let the boy watch.
What, your kids don't like falafel?
Where are the drugs going? Why are all these camps so not like, you know, like when I was a kid, I never imagined camps to look like. It always seems like it's so nice and like these are cool cat counselors. And like, no, I mean, you'd get those fucking weird people that want to talk about Jesus all the time and like how like God was or Jesus was a fisherman and how we should all like fish together.
That or everybody would be like the dude from 2 where he's like, now I'm going to give it to you straight about Jason.
I'm going to give it to you straight about your breath. It smells like shit. No, it's who cares what date it is. It's the date that I'm. Oh, my God. Of course, you got to make everything dramatic.
Homework. I do like that they're fucking like dreading the kids showing up.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a date for the kids. Yeah, that would suck.
Why is that football yellow?
It's because it's yeah. That's all their parents could afford. Okay, they're on that government cheese.
Be a bitch about it, why don't you?
That guy's like, look, I'm late. I've been drinking all day when I've been driving this bus. So I got to get back home and drink some more.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure all of our bus drivers when we were young were wasted.
I mean, you'd have to be. I mean, if you were a bus driver dealing with all the shit that we, oh my God, you'd have to totally either be.
These guys with their stupid music. Now, this is a better version of what they did with the cops in Halloween 5. Because they at least killed them off and made them stupid assholes. You know, there's a big conspiracy that these two were super gay together?
Why?
Just if you listen to them talk?
They're just trying to leave. They're going to go hang out. They're best friends. They hang out at Cheers Bar.
One of them's dominant and one of them's not relationship.
I like how Jason's like, why wasn't I invited to the fucking paintball thing? So what, like, he looks like a dog that when another dog comes into his territory and they're taking a shit. I can't believe that's even a conspiracy theory. Like, God, people will make up anything. You got way too much time in your hand. Oh, shit. Fucking Linda Hamilton popped out of nowhere.
Oh, you guys. Well, you guys can leave then. That's good for you.
She's right behind him.
You know, I never really got a gay vibe from those two. Like, they acted more like brothers or something.
That's a shiny-ass machete.
I know. He cleaned that shit. Hey, guys, look, it's every fucking girl or every ex-girlfriend would go after that guy after she dumped you, and he would be, like, going through her messages, like, don't you ever, ever talk to her again. I'm like, okay. No big deal.
Give me your fucking arm.
Oh.
Oh, you thief. A smiley face. What's this in my fucking... What is this shit?
Have a nice day.
It's like, oh, shit. It's like when Spider-Man accidentally, like, breaks the sink. he didn't realize his own strength.
I know. I like how he looked at it. He was like, I just wanted the goddamn machete. What am I supposed to do with this? Was it enough?
That guy kind of low-key looks like the dude from Office Space.
Who? The guy with the mustache?
The other cop.
Okay, here we go. He looks like that little small guy. It looks like Wormser from Revenge of the Nerds. He looks like Wormser. Lamar, something, like,
something tells me that tree scene was totally, what's the word I'm looking for?
They made the scene really fun, though. I mean, it's like a scene that you and I would shoot, and then they threw like a badass Jason in the middle of it, though. Like, that actually gave it credence, which we don't have. So
it's just like, I think they switch up tones so often in this movie, it's almost impossible to get bored.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, out of the entire series, it's one of the most memorable.
Improv, that was the word I was looking for.
Here we go.
Oh, Roy. I'm 90% sure the dog and the cat are playing hide and seek right now.
She's playing hide the pussy.
It's like Ace Ventura in my apartment,
oh,
in my house
go.
Right now.
He popped in like Batman. Fuck it.
Great. Now, if it wasn't for the MPAA, that fucking scene would have been showed in all of its glory.
I like how this guy's like, oh, well, shit. Jason stops. He's like, you ruined my fucking shirt.
He's also got two bullet holes right on his nips. Either that or his nips are just super fucking pointy.
Oh, he went to that club down on Fifth. I like how Jason stopped, though. He's like, was I shot? Like, he's like, oh, no. Was I shot?
Look at that butt, though. Jason's got a nice butt.
Jason's got a very workout butt. Like, he has been definitely, like, toning that while he's been in the grave.
Jason might take the we still like Michael better, but when it comes to the, you know, pure butt, I think
pure physical, you got to go with that. Yeah,
he might have the best slasher butt.
I mean, in a world that you say a man's butt looks very firm and nice and solid, that's gay. I don't want to live in that world if they say that's gay.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it if it is, my friend.
Well, whatever.
Nothing
it doesn't
at
matter.
All.
I mean, I see straight men all the time looking at men's butt.
I want to punch that thing and see how hard it is, see if it hurts my fist. That's the straightest thing a man can say.
That's right. That's what you're telling the truth, brother. That's the shittiest fucking cops live PD run I've ever seen in my life.
Wherever the red dot goes, you bang.
Oh, yeah. So guess what I got to do? It's my first official pee break of this series.
Enjoy.
Or of the movie. Please.
I don't know, man. If I was a cop in this situation, or the guy running away from him, I think I would just start laughing. Like, there's something giddy about it. I got a lot of ass whoopings that way when I was a kid. My mom would be pissed and chasing me around the house, and eventually I would evade her so much she would start laughing. It doesn't work with cops, though. I always hate these scenes in movies. These scenes in movies are the fucking worst. This is a good one, though. You bang. This is so fucking stupid. But you know the scenes in movies where someone's screaming to the cops to believe them and they're telling their mom or anybody to believe them. And then when they get to where they're going, of course, like the grave's going to be covered up or the body's not going to be there. It's such a fucking waste of time because we all know what's going to happen. this fucking guy. And then the kid saying, yeah, in unison. It's fucking great editing. This movie is low-key, really fucking well edited. They're like, yeah. One kid's
what
like,
what am I missing the meeting? What was going on?
But I like Brussels sprouts. I do.
Oh. God. Hope there's going to be archery, lady.
Look at those earrings. I love this guy.
He's like, you don't know anything about Indians. You mean Native Americans?
I would watch this guy do a fucking TED Talk.
Dude, stop.
Stop what?
Not. Don't say stop. That.
Don't you say not. It. You're gonna speak it into existence, dude.
Don't say it, dude. I think honestly, it's the guy that you'd be jealous of in high school because he was like cool and he had everything going for him and he had a tape player headphones around his neck. And you're like, I wish I could have all that going back in the day. He just looks like that kind of guy back in like the 80s. And if you were in high school and you're the nerdy guy, you're like, I wish I could be like him.
You got shitty Tom Hanks over here. He's Tom Hanks' Frank Stallone.
I could see it. He's like, ooh, you nasty dude, gay bitch. He says, yours my balls as earrings? Ooh, God damn. Hey, look, they should play Rambo. They should play Rambo's song right now. It's a long road.
Get a haircut.
Then you're on your own.
Here we go.
That's just usually me and Mike after filming.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stumbling out into the dark to try to find a place to piss. And then we run across, like, neighbors. They're having a beautiful evening in the picnic area. Why the fuck are you out there that late at night in a probably not the most romantic spot ever?
Yeah, you're wearing that suit jacket. You should be able to take her to at least a fucking Denny's.
He's got them goddamn big shoulder blades. Like I just watched this thing. He looks like the guy, I'll get over you.
I know I will. Also, I believe this is the first Jason movie with no nudity in it.
Well, motherfuck. End early.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean...
Where's the road?
You ain't gotta have the boobies in the Jason movies, but sometimes it just becomes like a staple of the series, so you kind of expect them to see the titties.
Yeah, it's true.
But if you ain't got them in this movie, it's all right. He got brought back by a fucking lightning bolt from the sky, y'all. That guy looks like he's on his way maybe to franchise a Captain D's or a Long John Silver.
He looks like he is Captain D.
Yeah. At least he's got a good perspective on life. What a way to go.
What's this, you litter?
Hey, you Drake. Oh my God. I like how Jason brought it real slow to him. He was like, I'm going to do this real slow in front of you. This is a shitty lick. This is shitty.
Don't do it, Steven.
And Jason is geared the fuck up, though. He's ready for war. And when I say war, like, remember in Demolition Man, the Sylvester Stallone, he's like, we're going to war.
I like the way that he was going to hit him again. He looked almost joyous about it, like he was dancing before that guy ran up on him.
Does it seem like Jason moves with more speed in this?
A little
like
bit.
Like, he's really, like, well, I guess because he's got a lightning bolt charge up his ass. Like, he's got a lot more energy going through him. It's like drinking Jolt. He's like Jolt.
Double kill.
On the drinking bike.
Four Loko.
What a nice, peaceful area. Hey, is that a Doctor Strange comic book?
It looks like Ron Burgundy, dude.
What?
It looks like a Ron Burgundy comic book if you look at the freeze frames.
I think that was Tony Stark or Doctor Strange. They had the Ron Burgundy kind of stash thing going back then.
Ah, Pepper, you minx.
What is this, Doctor Doolittle?
Dude, did you see the trailer for the new Dr. Doolittle?
No, I have not. Is it any good? Is it like supposed to be like, is it more dramatic?
Dude, it's fucking weird, man. Like, I don't know how to explain it to you. It's fucking weird. Robert Downey Jr. doesn't sound like he's like, talk like this. That's not at all what he sounds like. I don't even know how to, like, I can't tell you what he sounds like. I've never heard anybody sound like that before. It sounds like he's talking fucking Yiddish. I don't know.
When he's talking to the animals?
Yeah, and he's like, it's okay.
Oh, man, I wish I, like, you know what? I would love to do Dr. Doolittle, and I would do the fucking Thimble Thimble. Like, what do you mean you don't know what you going to do? Like, we try to take you outside right now to go to the bathroom, and you keep looking at me like the OU Mooney or something.
That would be way better, actually. That would be way fucking better. I don't mind that Eddie Murphy Dr. Doolittle movies. I didn't think they were all that bad.
By the way, speaking of Eddie Murphy, did you know that he's actually going back on stand-up?
I heard this.
Yeah, it's very nice. That would be awesome. I loved his stand-up comedy, so.
That's almost the titties, titties, big, big titties music. Titties, 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 the big, big titties.
I hate when you talk about the music because I can barely hear it because I have to keep it low-key down because I, you know, otherwise we'd get copyright strike.
Just deal with it, Steven.
I can't! Okay, the subtitles only work so far, okay? All I get is rousing music or suspenseful theme.
Staring at me.
Who's everywhere? What are you talking about? Nobody's here. Did you read a Kermit the Frog comic book and got scared? I don't know.
I didn't know where you're going with that one either. I'm going to be honest with you, Jay.
I meant to say Tickle Me Elmo.
No one's scared of Kermit the Frog.
Tickle Me Elmo's scary as fuck. That little doll was scary.
Look at that girl's face in the back. Elmo. Look at the girl's face in the back. She's freaking me the fuck out.
Who? That one there that was looking in the background?
Yeah.
She did. She looked like a fucking the Firestarter girl. Drew Barrymore.
I think you're a second behind me. What time are you at?
If the 35:08.
Oh yeah, I'm at 35:15 right now.
Hey, I'm in the good sex scene though. Oh, it's almost. They're getting that dry fuck going.
I like that his nipples are showing.
He's ready to do it.
That's so weird. I can't hold on for 10 more minutes. I can't just like rewind this.
I like how he looked. Did you see the look that he gave her? She's like, it's only 10 minutes. He's like, are you serious? I'm approaching my fucking my pinnacle right now is 3.
That's when you go from thinking about baseball to thinking about your own.
Hey, there's the head cock. There it is. Hey, he's like, what's going on there? If the house is a rockin', don't come a knockin'. The house is a rockin'.
Did you not hear me just sing that?
No, I didn't hear you.
I literally just sang that. God damn you.
I didn't hear you.
We need to start spending less time together.
Yeah, I know. It's something I've thought about a lot. I'm going to have to fast forward it, dude. So you're only like 5 seconds ahead of me, though, right?
I'm at 36:17.
Yeah, dude, you're like barely, okay. Now I'm at 36:19.
What, is your fucking DVD player like slow or something?
No, dude, it's because it like is an actual film. So it doesn't go with the bullshit internet stuff that you're going with, okay? Right now I'm at 36:31.
That would make it faster than mine.
No, because, dude, there's an extra. When I start the movie, it's like the black screen for like 2 seconds before it goes to the Paramount screen.
I just think you have bad timing skills.
It's not true. It's not true. Only my ex-wife would say that, and she would be correct.
would you name a kid Court? Like a guy? C-O-R-T? Like,
fuck no, dude. That just sounds like I was like really in. Dude, that would be like I was really into like goddamn the Scouts or something.
Also, Katie's pregnant.
Are you fucking
serious? It's a good time to tell you. No, I'm not.
I was like, this is the wrong time. This is not the best time.
Most people are like, oh my God, dude, really? Congratulations. You're like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, because dude, it's like, it's bad timing, dude. We just got 100,000 subscribers. We're doing pretty decent. And now you fucking drop this bombshell on me? Well, fuck you and your selfishness.
He's going to be a soccer player. Yes, he is.
Dude, I thought it'd be a goof. A goof?
But seriously, is she pregnant?
No. No, we're done. We're done with the child having business.
Thank God.
We haven't finished. What?
Well, because if you had a third one, I can't come over anymore. There would be no time left for me. What am I supposed to do, huh? Where am I supposed to go? I got nowhere else to go.
I'm gonna kill the job we're gonna go on.
Hey, you married a really intelligent, or you're like fucking a really intelligent girl. She's like, wow, this is a frayed wire. Like, oh my God, is somebody around here? He's like, what if it's that guy, Jason? She's like, I don't know. Get in there. Drive it. Like
Jason, bro. I love his attitude about this whole thing. Once he gets to driving, he's like, this is great. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's as bad. Yeah, I do like the scene. He's like, oh, you hear that power? Rock and roll. By the way, I'm going to point out, like, Thom Matthews in this film looks like he listens to A Candle in the Wind and Rat. Like, I feel like if he had a CD player, like, on his, like, he would have those two songs. Like, he would have Elton John, Candle in the Wind, and Round and Round by Rat. Like, he just looks like that guy that listens to that all the time. This guy just listens to Poison, which is good. You know, it's a good band.
I think we're about to get some Alice Cooper here in a second. Yeah.
I'm at 31, or 39.22. Where are you at?
39.29.
Fuck! I'm not trying anymore. Like, we're only a few seconds behind each other, so it's fine.
Yeah, but it messes the whole thing up. You got to fast forward it.
All right. I'm at 39.42.
Oh, dead on.
Ha-ha! He took her. He's like, look at this poop I made. Jason's like, hey, I made a poop in here. Look at it. Just take a look. I'll let you go if you take a look.
Seriously, it's a big one.
Like, that sounds great. Fuck you. Yeah.
So you know how, like, super strong Jason is? Like, why didn't he just already, like, crush your fucking face in? But he's, like, taking his time.
Well, look up.
There we go.
The bathroom's just...
Woo! Oh. Fucking T-1000 says hello.
It's one of the best, like, could-never-happen-in-real-life kills of horror right there.
That's incorrect, because James Cameron showed that the T-1000 can do that. Liquid metal. Like, he came out, he's like, God damn, it stinks in there. He's like, I hate this fucking music. I like Beethoven. Look, dude, he's got a pure utility belt on. I like it. Again, advertisement for Lowe's or Cabela's, low key. You get all your fishing and hunting needs from those stores.
Yeah.
Another kill that I'm pretty sure would have been cooler.
I like how Jason didn't give a shit that he just killed the driver of that fucking big ass RV, and he's like, I don't give a shit.
What next?
I have lightning bolt in goddamn veins. Oh, boom, bitch. He's coming out like Kane. He's coming out like Kane from the WWE.
Yeah. That's just a fucking badass shot right there.
That should be the poster right there.
I'm pretty sure that was the last shot from the film, too, that they filmed. Fucking awesome.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong, sir.
Shut up. Fuck
this. This was the last shot right here.
What if the cover had just been that guy with his mustache? And then the other half of it would have been the Jason mask.
It's like, here we go. We get another Roy.
It would have been one town, one sheriff, one killer. Who comes
you
out?
You can't escape your fate.
The law is not on his side.
Hang on 1 sec.
All right.
So now it's just us, listeners. Just you and me and a bottle of brandy. Let's talk about things. I don't know what to talk about. So let's talk about the movie. That guy just seems like, I don't know, he just seems like a stepdad or a dad that you would have in the 80s that would just be the most, like, not understanding dude ever when you try to say, can I borrow the car and just go and hang out with my friends? Like, no, god damn it! Your mother said she was going to borrow the car and she never came back. You go nowhere until you do your homework. And I mean all of it. The whole semester's worth. Well, fuck you, dad, and your mustache. That doesn't even look that good. There's old blue jean baby queen, prettiest thing I ever seen. What has he got? 30? I don't know. The dead are alive. Why are you reading this weird shit? Oh, he's got the occult book. Why would he? Oh, because the lightning bolt. Okay. But that was a random event. Like, why would he assume it was an occult thing?
Dude, it doesn't make, none of this shit makes any fucking sense. Like, why did he go get the Cliff Notes version of fucking everything occult for?
That's
fucking
what I'm
Jason
saying.
Voorhees?
Like, did he go to a goddamn Wiccan store and be like, I just want everything that happens when a corpse gets brought back to life by a lightning bolt? Just give me everything on that.
He went to Ray's Ghostbusters bookstore.
Ray's occult. Oh, good job for you. You're balancing. Well, I like her boots though, and the legs that are attached to them.
See, I like her because she's cute and stupid.
I know. They go all the way up. I would love to eat with those chopsticks. God, can you imagine? Okay, by the way, this guy just called in. I know it's Thom Matthews, but imagine if somebody called in for another emergency and she's like, hi, this is Megan, the sheriff's daughter. What can I do for you? Wow, you're dying? You need CPR? Let me notify the EMS.
Yeah, that would have been funnier if on the other end someone was like, oh my god, there's so much blood.
Wow, calm down. I mean, seriously, it's my first day here. I'm the daughter. I'm going to help you out, but you should not be yelling at me. Oh, oh my god, she is so fucking thirsty.
Yeah, man, she's ready.
But it's okay because she's hot. But was that a thing with Karloff? Was that like the Karloff, the Boris Karloff? Was that a reference to?
Hang on, dude. Look at the sign. Like, he literally can't read. He was like, it's right there. It says Karloff's General Merchandise. He was like, Karloff's General something.
I like how Jason popped out of the fucking shadows in the woods like goddamn Michael Keaton in Batman. He was like looking at it. He's like, this is my territory.
That's me looking for a toilet in Barnes & Noble.
Hey, this is just me and you walking awkwardly to any kind of party that we weren't invited to ever. Like, we were like
coming up to the party. Coming into the party, like.
This is me and you. Whichever one of us lost, like, the paper, rock, scissors, we have to go up to the front door and knock. We walk on, like, all defeated. He looked defeated. He was mad that they changed it. They changed it from Camp Crystal Lake to Camp Green Goodness, whatever they.
This cop on the left does not get enough screen time.
He's got goddamn fucking furries on the shoulder. He's reached the 10th level in the fucking RPG. Look, I found glasses.
It looks like he was smothered in Jell-O.
Oh, and a foot.
He'll never play soccer again. Or basketball.
Who's your boy?
What? Like, your boy went out up people's arms and legs and left them in the fucking, like, forest because he's trying to trick you to play a prank. You're a great fucking cop.
He's the greatest cop. Chase's like, you don't need no electricity. You know how much that shit's charging me and my mom?
Get you some styrofoam cups and some string. Men at Play.
I want to read that magazine.
It looked like Ravaging Rick Ross was on the cover.
Oh, yeah. And I know that you guys, this is probably well after. Mike and I did notice the jerseys on the Merkins video that they represented the fucking, the years that the characters, that their movies came out. We got it. I swear to God, if I read honestly, one more fucking comment, like, did you guys notice the jerseys?
I thought it was I'm gonna
pierce my wiener. Like, it's gonna happen.
Dude, I thought it was so obvious it wasn't worth commenting on. But everybody's like, you missed that.
It was cool. It was cool. I was like, no, we saw it. We know. We got it. We mentioned the jerseys, but I was like, yeah, I don't want to point out. I was like, oh, by the way, they're all the fucking years that correspond with their life. Anyway, off subject.
Thor, stop staring at me like that. What is your... Dude, Thor's acting weird. I think he got some peyote or something.
He's going to fucking... His third eye opened tonight.
His whispering eye.
That'd be a vagina, Mike. Did he have a vagina?
Tell her about the whispering eye. Lemon lime Bruce? What the fuck is that God, shit?
That's a terrible fucking beer. That's not generic. That's like Natural Light.
No, that's not even beer, man. That's a soda pop, but it's called Bruff.
I don't think it is. It said Bruce, I thought.
Bruce?
She's pretty hot, though. I'll take it. Not that one, because she's in pajamas. That girl's in a fucking jersey with her belly. She's got a belly shirt going. Yep, she's ready to go. We're still here, guys. We're just watching.
I was waiting.
That kind of got me for a second. I was like, he kind of popped up earlier than I thought he would.
Woo!
Because you can't have your pudding if you didn't eat your meat.
Twists around your head to show you all the bad things you did in your life.
Look into your past at your mistakes.
Dude, Jason has always just embodied this fucking goddamn aggressive testosterone fuel rage when people sleep over at his place without him inviting them. Like, he owns that campground. Okay?
Yeah, I mean,
you gotta go through the proper channels and fill out the proper paperwork before you're allowed to go to my home. And you choose not to do that? Well, fuck you, Sally Joe. I'm gonna fuck. Like, he's just a man, dude. Jason's just a big bulwark of a dude. He's stupid, but he's a bulwark of a man.
Hey, what's that thing on your pants that looks like a tent right now?
That made my wiener.
Look at that giraffe light. That's what gets me going.
Yeah, all the time. So this also answered a question, a very important question. And I guess, like, is this canon? Jason doesn't kill kids. Like, and I know for a long time we thought that Michael didn't do it either, Michael Myers. For those that you are not initiated, I don't know why I had to say Michael Myers. Like, people are like, who's Michael? but Jason has never killed a kid. And even in this movie, for sure, he walks through and he doesn't do anything to the kids. Like, he even looks at one and he's like, oh, that's a small child. When you grow up, if you try to have sex before you're married, I will kill you.
I love it. She's like, oh, look at that. Look at that. This is the best goddamn Levi's commercial of all time.
I would totally buy Levi's after this. And a Trans Am. You ain't seen nothing yet. Boom, boom. I don't know if that's a Trans Am or not.
I like that they're both all turned on by it, but in all reality, he's literally just like headbunting her vagina.
You're fucking, that guy looks like the goddamn guy with the fur. He looks like Kraven the Hunter from Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, dude. He does. He's so goddamn handsome, though.
He is. He's a very good-looking guy. He's a pomade on his hair.
He smiled.
When he was looking at her camel toe, like, this whole thing should be like, shooting at the walls of heartache, bang, bang, I am the warrior.
Seriously, I love the way your forehead presses up against my crotch.
I mean, what would you do in that situation, dude? Like, okay, so are you, you're obviously, you broke out of jail.
You want me to try to lick through it?
And no, how many licks does it take to get to the center? But it's like, they showed it again! He's like looking at it too. He's like, I should do something. Roadhead. The rule of the road.
What? What? Oh.
No, okay. My point being, Harry he broke out of prison or jail. But she's the one that's fleeing the cops, and I guess he would still be in trouble. Oh, fuck.
How are you not going to speak on that this is going to be a hairy turn?
Oh, she better shade that shit, because if I got to go through a goddamn mountain of fucking forest, I'm not ready.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't, my friend. I think she just confirmed that it's hairy.
I look like the motherfucker from Scary Movie that had, like, the little fucking weed eater that was going through.
Like the fucking bats flew out of it and shit.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh? But not with her, man. You can tell. There's no way.
She said it was a hairy turn. You don't. I mean, that's what it meant.
Well, she said a hairy turn.
Yeah, but dude, back then, most people didn't shave.
I know that. Why you got that for? What the fuck is this, Jamie?
See, if that was my kid and I woke up to that, it would just be a Tuesday.
Yeah, but dude, that's got blood on it.
Yeah, like I said.
What if she was like, I didn't like my kitten.
Not my 10-year-old. Water? My 3-year-old, though, she's a weird one. It's fucking scary. She'll fucking kill your ass, man.
Thank God I don't have any kids. I don't have time for that kind of stress. It's like that thing in science. It's like, there's a monster in my room. Can I have some water? No!
She struck the child.
I thought that Jason was going to like reach out from the bed and grab that. Because I hadn't seen this movie in a while. Like, he was going to reach out and slowly grab the machete and pull it under the... Oh, there he is. It's like, she fucking stole my machete. I said, I swear to God, I'd never kill kids. But if you touch my shit, you're going to bed with a red bottom. Meaning spank, guys. Okay. What? Formaldehyde?
Wait a minute. You want to pump my ass?
Yeah, you want to get that lock up raw thing going.
That would be a really bad time for someone to cut him off, like right at pump my ass before he got the formaldehyde.
Like when he like, got wait, an emergency what? Call. Yeah, I'm gonna pump your ass. Hello. These two guys look like they managed fucking Whitesnake. In the 80s. They look like roadies for Whitesnake. I'm like, dude, why are you so on my ass for? Like, I'm sorry your daughter wants to bang me and that she was breaking the laws, driving me all over in her fucking awesome Trans Am. I didn't do shit.
Yeah, that conversation would just put the whole thing to bed. I'm sorry that she tried to put my face in her Levi vagina.
She literally did her fucking camel toe, and I'm not talking about the fucking smokes. I'm talking about literally her vagina was in my face, snapping like a turtle. She shoved my face in her crotch while I was driving.
He said snapping like a turtle.
Dude, sometimes those vaginas get fucking vicious. I like these dramatic scenes when they go right to the faces.
All I can picture is the baby turtles of the first Ninja Turtles when they're covering the
oh yeah, it's a pizza,
like,
pizza. And he's like, that was us. Like, oh, she's like, it's like radical, radical, radical. What did you open over there, son?
Thor's having himself a Sprite.
So you just go back to sleep and don't worry the fact that you brought a goddamn bloody machete into my fucking cabin while I was sleeping.
Yeah, it's okay. There's a dead body somewhere.
Dude,
mountain lion, but it's cool.
You know what I'd be doing? I'd fucking go straight up Terminator 2, and I would sit there and stare like Arnold Schwarzenegger did. When he was looking out, like protecting with Linda Hamilton and John Connor, I would just stare at her the entire night with a shotgun.
Oh, God. It scared me. It scared me.
Jason's like, I wish I had a daughter.
Father of mine, tell me where
did you go?
left me here at Crystal Lake in the cold fucking snow.
All I have is my mother's head on a big old pedestal because you didn't give shit.
Hey, guys, this song goes out to Elias, wherever he is.
Elias, no, nobody's going to know that. Nobody's going to know that unless they've watched the channel. Elias, by the way, is the unconfirmed or maybe the confirmed name of Jason's dad, but they never showed anything with Elias. And when I think of Elias, I was like, I'm thinking of Clerks too. Like, as you know, I'm in the best position for an online handle. My name is Optimus Prime. They're coming up with a live-action Transformers movie.
Going back to Teenage Mutant Turtles, when I think of Elias, I think of Elias Cotier, who played, what's the dude's name? Hockey Mask, dude. The other, oh my god, how fucking crazy is that?
Are you talking about fucking Casey Jones?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How fucking weird is that the dude who wore a hockey mask, dad was named Elias, but also Jason's dad was named Elias, but also the hockey mask dude from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's real, like 9 degrees from Kevin Elias. Bacon.
Holy shit, man. Alien.
Yeah. Everything is connected, bruh.
Yeah.
Something tells me something's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, it's funny. Every time I think of Casey Jones, I always think he's like, you're a claustrophobe. He's like, I never even looked at another guy before.
I always think of the way he pisses Raphael off so bad that he goes, damn it. And I was always like, oh my god, an internal curse. What the fuck?
No, dude, he says, he goes, runs in the middle of the street, he goes, damn! And it echoes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He's got the biggest damn ever.
It shocked the shit out of me when I was a kid. I was like, oh, damn.
He's like, Cricket, you gotta know what a crumpet is before you play cricket. A Jose Canseco bat. Tell me you didn't pay money for this.
I kind of want to watch that now.
Yeah, man, we got to do a review on that. We got to do a commentary on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1, 2, and 3.
3 fucking sucks, though.
Yeah, but dude, I like the music. Goes, oh. Jungle Boy. Hey, look, the door closed by wind. That's strange. Not even the fact that you're fucking freaked out with your Miss, or I guess Mrs. Rogers. Oh, there we go. She had a Mrs. Rogers cardigan on. Jason's like, hey, welcome back.
Thank you
for leaving.
Get back in the kitchen.
So it's, that's good. Hey, excuse you. I'm not done.
Like, the way he picks her body up. That was great stunt work by CJ Graham. The way he picks her whole body up so fast.
So I love this movie. This movie is really fun. But the thing is, like, I don't like the fact that you see a lot of blood splatters on the windows and not the actual kill.
Yeah. Dude, the MPAA fucked him on this movie bad.
Yeah, they did. I did like the fact that she came out through the window. It's like, I ain't done with you yet. Fucking shit. Tom's like, hey, so are we going to do it? Or like,
yeah. Cover your crabs. Cover your grab bags.
Do you need some Valtrax? Because you got a fever blister showing really bad. Please excuse.
That means Jay's going pee if you didn't pick up on that. What if what she was drawing was just the giant wiener? Turn around, it was just a big wiener. And then they never explained it. Actually, it kind of looks like a vagina. Like the Blair Witch's tree vagina. Me and my 10-year-old have been playing the Blair Witch game. It's fucking hard. I'm so uncertain, but then I eased into it and I realized, and then he gets scared. And then it's like, I wasn't ready for her to be okay with it. No one's stopping us. How long can this go on? You little turd. You bang. The way he said Megan. Megan.
Oh yeah.
So did you when you were walking in the room, did you catch the way he went, Megan?
No, I missed it. I was still I actually Randled my way back to the chair. You guys ever watch Clerks, you'll get what that means. Don't that get gut, chest to chest with me.
That gun looks fake as fuck, dude. It looks like she tied a fucking Pog container to it.
It does. It looks like an eye scope from the pirate ship. So here's a question. I was thinking about it while I was urinating. So we know that out of all the killers that don't talk, you got, well, we're just going to talk about Jason versus Michael in this instance. What film legacy, though, was more tarnished? Friday the 13th or Halloween? After, well, like, overall, like, which movie or which series got the most, like, shitty end of the stick?
Absolutely, Jason Goes to Hell fucked up that franchise worse
than
anything Halloween.
It did, but here's the thing. They never made Jason fucking talk, ever. Even when they made a shitty movie, he never went, "Die!" or anything bullshit like that, look like a hobo from the tracks of fucking 7-Eleven. They never did that.
That's true.
And it took Halloween 2018 to rebirth Michael Myers back into the greatness that he is. But regardless of the shitty Friday the 13th films that came after this one, I like The New Blood. I do like that one. But Manhattan and fucking Jason Goes to Hell are terrible fucking movies. Jason X is fun. It's stupid, but it's fun. And then the remake is fucking amazing. But at least they never went that far to make him talk or do anything crazy with it. So I don't think the legacy of Friday the 13th was ever tarnished as much as Halloween. Because they had to go through Rob Zombie. They had to go through what Rob Zombie did with it in Halloween 2 and Resurrection. And then they finally got back with 2018 to bring Michael back.
Quick shout out, by the way, to him opening the door and those leaves coming in like some Halloween shit. That was some nice atmosphere.
He's
touch.
Like, so I'm your new counselor, and I will be taking over. So
you're all my children now.
Lights out at 0800.
Or even if you threw Freddy in that mix, Freddy went some fucking stupid places too with Freddy's Dead.
He's like, you stole my machete, motherfucker.
Do you want to build a snowman?
So now, again,
it doesn't have to be
and
a
also,
snowman.
Who's the more compassionate killer, Jason or Michael? Obviously, I think it's Jason, because Jason doesn't, like, Jason, verbatim, he doesn't kill kids. He's never killed a kid, ever. He just gets deep. He's like, I'm going to show you something. Yeah, I'm going to make you remember this. Don't you ever steal a man's machete. Especially when you didn't buy it or pay for it.
You smell like vomit.
He probably does. He probably smells like all sorts. He smells like Rob Zombie probably every day.
It'd be funnier if he lifted his mask and did that face he did in 3 where he was like, ooh.
Do you imagine if Rob Zombie had remade Friday the 13th? Oh, my God.
No, I do not want that.
He's so fucking bad. But no, I mean, you and I both like Halloween better.
He'd have been overall fucking his mom's severed head.
I know, for sure. He put his old, like, withered, maggoty dick in there and just fucking the shit out of it. But, I mean, we both like the Halloween series overall better than the Friday the 13th series. However, I would say that the Friday the 13th series has at least maintained and consistently put out films, besides one or two, that were in line with Jason. Like, they never went crazy with it.
Yeah, they did, dude. Halloween never went fucking telekinetic. Now, I know they did that, the brain. They did telepathy, but they didn't go full on fucking telekinesis. People weren't fucking Star Wars and using the Force and shit to fight Michael Myers.
No, but they didn't do that. But the fact is, with that movie, though, that movie was at least fun. The next movie after this one, like, that movie was fun, though. Like, that movie.
Okay, but nobody was ever eating fucking hearts to become Jason, to become Michael Myers either. Like, they didn't.
No,
Jason
goes to hell. Well, they didn't. No, except that he was just a hobo walking around without a fucking mask on and going into strip clubs and killing people.
I maintain the heart thing's worse.
That's not worse, dude. That's terrible. That's not even nearly worse, because at least Jason was wearing a fucking mask.
At least Michael Myers has always been Michael Myers. He there was never a fucking fake Michael Myers like they did with Roy Burns. There was never a fucking transferring Michael Myers like they did.
A fake Michael Myers. But when he says die and he starts talking, when he starts fucking talking,
he's still
Michael
Myers.
No, it's not.
Well, he's shit on the character, but he's still Michael Myers.
His name's Michelle Mybelle at that point.
I know that was bad, but at least there was no telekinesis and there was no fucking heart-eating shit going on at any point.
No, you're right. There was never an imposter Michael Myers. There was telepathy and there was cult.
Yeah, cult is fine.
What are you talking about? Like, it was all supernatural. It was like, oh, well, he only exists because a cult happens.
Yeah, but at least nobody was fucking picking up bodies with their minds.
I'm saying at least Jason never fucking broke his vow of silence. God damn it.
I mean, it was one word. It's not like he fucking like turned around and was like, oh my, I'd love some grape puns.
And he fucking grunted too.
He's grunted before though. You can hear him breathe too. I like this
Jason
guy.
Jason never grunted.
This guy deserves a better death though.
Yeah.
Fucking Burt Reynolds 2.9.
I want to buy paper towels because of this guy. What's that paper towel, baby? What's that called?
Brownie. I know you weren't talking to me just now. I want to put that out there when you said baby.
Not but bounty.
I knew the answer. Yeah, it was Brawny. Brawny, not bounty.
Brawny. Brawny. It's Brawny, not bounty. Hey, look, it's Carol Ann.
Carol Ann. Carol Ann.
I'm coming to get my fucking macaroni and cheese.
God, straight point blank, and Jason says, I don't give a fuck. Powered by Jolt. I got that surge. Man, yeah that was a cool death scene, but it's not like the best. Like, I mean, yeah, you're right. He deserves a way better one. He just crushed his skull. But at least you got to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all right. Tom Hanks' uglier brother's here.
What's that, Children of the Damned? Why are they, like, all out there staring? Like, go back in your fucking bunk. We're notifying your parents tomorrow. They don't expect a full refund, either.
Village of the Damned, by the way, is a movie which its cover and premise is way scarier than the actual movie.
Yeah, the premise of it's fucking awesome, but the movie is terrible. That actually had Christopher Reeve in it, too.
Yeah, I know.
I like how they're all fucking Vietnam diving. They're all Vietnam diving and they're crawling under the beds like they're fucking... Look, hold!
I think that's why movies back then, though, when you didn't have the trailers and the constant internet buzz and all that, movies, like, even if they sucked, like Village of the Damned, like, wasn't that great, they at least had a more creepy, mysterious feel to them than movies today do.
Oh, he had that.
Yeah, man. Eee, pop.
Yeah, there were back in the day before the internet, man. Oh, here we go. Hey, what you gonna do with that shit? What you gonna do with all that junk inside that truck? I'm gonna get you drunk. Get you drunk on my phone.
What the fuck? Did you just go into mumble rap, dude? It's like
yeah,
going,
I was. I couldn't remember all of the words, so I like how he was like, shit, that hurt.
I like you had a fucking conniption. It's my freestyle, dog.
It was a slight. It's 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power skill. 20.
He ain't dead.
Yeah, but you're right, though. Guaranteed, what you're saying, though, is like back in the day without the internet, the mystique of films were like way better. He's like, fuck, he just took three shotgun blasts and you're going to throw out a revolver? Go the fuck away. It's a cap gun compared. Oh, right in the fuck. He's like, are you serious? He's like, are you serious? All right, well, I'm going to have to fuck you up real bad. run away.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, time to run, Mac.
Dude, it would be perfect if they put, and I ran so far away.
Couldn't get away.
That would be Jason's part. Directed by Rob Zombie.
Again! Those jeans are so tight.
I know. See, despite the rocket tits, they really made like the fucking jeans that really form-fitted the girls. Asses and I mean the goods were on display. I mean it was good. I mean it was nice. What? Hey, don't be afraid. Like, there's been multiple murders here, and you've probably seen some really bad stuff. But don't be afraid. We got Thom Matthews here.
Come to me, my children. She was like Ace Ventura when he gets to his apartment and all the animals flock
in. I was going
to
say the same thing. Yeah, he was like, oh.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
I got a sack. He's the motherfucker's like Indiana Jones. He's got like a fucking like, he's like, I got this fucking chain thing. I'm gonna fucking make sure he gets in the boat.
Dude, I think my favorite part of that whole movie is when the landlord comes up behind him and he's like, "Yes, Satan."
Do I say that every time my boss is Jonathan? I'm like, "Yes, Satan."
I do too, and nobody ever laughs. I say it every time I'm in a situation like that, and nobody gets it.
Yeah. I have to explain it, which is the worst when you have to explain the joke. Like, you know, it's from Ace Ventura. Yeah. And they're like, what? I'm like, Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Like, I never think, like, where the fuck are you? Where are you from? Idiot. Stupid
idiot.
Oh,
my God. They know James A. Janisse.
Hey, look, it's the kid that didn't get cast in Home Improvement. What a mighty rock. Oh, my God. Why don't you just fucking put a flare up in the air and say we're over here? God, I'm not even ready yet for my Home Alone trap, and you're, like, yelling.
Oh. Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery.
I guess she's not coming back for the sequel. I like these two kids. That's me and you do when we were kids. Real deadbeat. That's the kind of random shit that you and I would talk about in the middle of a fucking disaster. So what are you going to be when you grow up?
Remember that time we got to take a ride in a cop car?
Yeah, I got to point out, C.J. Graham is... And I'm sorry that I confused him with Kane Hodder. I'm talking about the next movie. He actually did a really, really phenomenal job.
He did.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Fuck.
Take it.
Fuck this shit.
He did fuck up Jason for a second, though.
Oh, good God. He died trying to suck his own dick. Balls resting on his lips.
Look, honey, I can pack it away in the RV and use it when we go to baseball games.
Yeah, man, I've always said, like, I mean, look, I love Kane Hodder in the next film and the ones after that. He's an amazing Jason. And, you know, people will always say, like, he is Jason Voorhees because he added so many iconic moves to him. But I thought Derek Mears did a fucking phenomenal job in the remake.
And C.J. Graham in this one, he has a fucking, like, hustle to him. Like, I like his fucking hustle. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got lightning up his ass. Yeah, he's going to be moving a lot faster. But, yeah, I mean, dude, he was
very
good, too.
Very workmanlike.
It was weird, like, how they didn't consistently keep Jason. But then again, neither did... Oh, that looks good as fuck!
That's,
he's like,
that was one
you
of the
better
best
be
parts
getting
the game.
To bed now! Huh?
That's one of the best parts of the game, too.
That's right, like your dad. That's like your dad when you're having a sleepover and you're not asleep yet. He's like, get the fuck to bed! I got to work tomorrow. But no, I mean, Friday the 13th didn't have a consistent Jason, though, for a while. But Michael Myers, as far as Halloween, they don't either. I mean, they had... Who's been the most consistent? I mean, James U. Courtney, if he comes back for Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, would be... I think that's three movies. He would be the most... Nick Castle was the first one.
Yeah, he's technically been in 2-2, and I don't know if he'll be back.
And George P. Wilbur, I mean, if you want to count him,
yeah,
he was in two of them. But they've never had a consistent Michael.
Yeah.
Except, yeah, well, and then Tyler Mane, you know, it's like Halloween 1 and 2, but... It's like, shut the fuck up!
This is me trying to decide, like, what to eat at Taco Bell. There's so many good options.
Is it Taco Bell or is it like looking at McDonald's across the street and they're still open?
I'm trying to be calorie conscious, but then that grilled stuffed burrito is like, come on, you pussy!
You got grilled stuffed burrito or you got a big Mac attack. Dude, what are you doing with your wiener? Oh, he was playing with the chain.
You go into his brain like one of those door films, and he's like, and it was at that moment I realized I had to take a shit.
And Jason went into that shit like Delta Force, like Chuck Norris. He went into that like a Navy SEAL. Like, I'm going to pop out when you least expect and fucking ruin you.
I'm a big scary Skark.
So, I mean, in a way, Friday the 13th in that regard is pretty amazing when they have, like, Kane Hodder after this one, where he consistently played Michael for, like, four movies. From 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you know, and I will say also, he got fucked over by not – he didn't get to play in Freddy versus Jason. The guy they used was fine, but he should have been in that movie, for sure. But, I mean, if you had to pick, though, in your opinion, who's the best Jason? Like, right now, who's the best
really
Jason?
I honestly, man, I really just don't feel that way about any of them. Like, I think that Richard Brooker in 3 was probably my personal favorite. But I think Kane Hodder did a great job, and I think C.J. Graham did a great job, and I think Garrett Mears did a great job. I really just don't have a favorite. I like how they each play him a little bit differently. Nobody sucked. That was the thing. No Jason ever sucked in my eyes.
No. Well, the second – well, I mean, I don't know.
I like Baghead, Jason.
I like old Baghead, but I'm just – oh, there we go. You set my goddamn leg on fire. Do you know how much that cost? I'm saying old Baghead was cool, like just the costume alone. But I got to say, man, like honestly, in my opinion, I got to go with Derek Mears, but I would go with Kane Hodder. Because Kane Hodder also brought in the breathing when he's like he was like a fucking bull. Like, you know, he started doing the breathing thing, and that became iconic with Jason. You know, when he does the... It looked badass. Like,
I think Brooker's stunt work in 3 is very underrated, though.
It is, but dude, if you look at Kane Hodder, the way that Kane Hodder brought personality to the costume, like you can when he's breathing heavy and his chest is in and out, like he looks fucking like vicious. I don't know, like, but Derek Mears, like, what the fuck is goddamn coming from hell? I'm hot as shit. Come on, I got. It's fucking like. Oh, classic throwback.
I love what they did with this, where they actually like put a statue. Yeah.
I feel bad for Jason though when he's drowning like this. Like nobody should drown.
That is one way to like keep a super serial killer slasher from killing.
Well, you remember? Chain him to the ground. Yeah, I just you're powered by lightning. So all they had to do was like a small teaspoon of water in your lungs would have killed you. He's like, all right, well, I guess I'll just drown now.
You notice that the bell goes off like Rocky?
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Dun, 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 dun. Is he killed? He was killed until he died from it.
I like how these children aren't like shocked or scared or anything. They're like, is he dead? Is he killed? Like they should be running away, screaming, crying, whining. Like they're seeing dead bodies everywhere. There's blood everywhere. There's some machetes. Some kid leaned over.
It's like,
asses and tits are everywhere. Heads are rolling around. These kids don't care. That's because Mortal Kombat infected and ruined us. No, this was before Mortal Kombat, but
he's so bubbly.
There's nice shoes.
Why won't you just die?
What size these shoes in? Take them off. Let me try them on.
Yeah, they have a. By the way, they have a. You know, if you guys have an aquarium, they have a little thing of Jason that you can get. He looks just like this with the chain around his neck with a rock. That you can put on the bottom of your aquarium. Have you seen that?
No, that's genius as fuck.
It's awesome. Yeah, it looks badass. Like, that's the only thing. Like, why would you collect fish except for to have that cool thing?
Thank God I know how to work a butt.
Ooh, God. Yeah, he gets fucked up on this one.
That's a pretty cool death, though.
Yee. He's like, shit!
It's like, fuck, that actually hurts.
I don't like this. I don't like it, though. God, I feel so bad for him.
That's the doctor when they actually put their finger up your butt. That was the face he had.
All Jason wanted to do is get these assholes out of his goddamn camp. He got brought back from a lightning bolt, and now he's going to get all fucked up by a goddamn turbine spinner from a jet ski they didn't even rent. Or a boat.
Oh, ooh, shit. The bits are damn. So gross.
Some of the gooeys.
Okay, I'll take a nap. You're right. He's almost doing the Shia LaBeouf.
I'm really just not like. I mean, Jason is so supernatural, though. That like you would imagine, like he would be able to, like just he could take that.
I think that.
Hey, look, it's Sandlot. Windy Peppercorn. He's not really dead. He just wants her to kiss him.
That kid's got a Masters of the Universe shirt on. That was dope.
It is nice. I don't believe that's a CPR move. She's like, just wake up!
My handsomeness won't let me die.
He is a pretty handsome dude.
How do they not bring him back for any movies, though? That was horseshit.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, consistency is not a thing in Friday the 13th. Like, I don't get that, though. Like, I never understood, like, if you have a guy that plays the part really well, and he's able to present a menacing, indomitable kind of character, even though he's wearing a mask and he's intimidating, why wouldn't you bring that character back over and over again?
Back then, dude, it was frowned upon to be in these horror movies, though. Like, you know? Like, well,
I
know,
but I mean, I don't think they would have been, like, against it, though. I mean, they were just stuntmen, some of them, and they would have been like, yeah, I have a consistent job.
I think they all took the Jamie Lee Curtis story to heart, you know? Like they all figure, like, okay, I'll do one, and then I'll get my name out there, but if I do two, then I'll be pigeonholed.
Their face was fucking hidden. I mean, it's not like they... Damn, that would suck. He's been, like, hanging out there for a while, like, chained to the... He's like, can somebody please fucking get me off this shit?
That is literally when you're hungover and you're not getting up no matter what, but someone says that they got breakfast. They're like, I got Hardee's, and you're like, you're one eye open.
That's true, but you can't move. Can you bring me my food in bed? Well, there we go, guys, man. Jason lives. A fucking badass goddamn movie for sure. One of the best of the Friday the 13th. It's got the 80s feel to it. It's got some great characters. It's got some decent kills in it. I mean, I wish we could have seen more, but nonetheless, it was still fun. And they did a really unique blend of, like Mike said, horror and comedy elements that worked.
And then you got this fucking soundtrack going on right now. He's back! The man behind the mask. It's fucking awesome, man. And then
Alice Cooper.
I think it's the second best in the franchise. I think part four, and I don't remember what we did with our ranking. I think it could have been.
I think ours was a little different because I liked the New Blood.
Four is definitely my favorite. This is my second favorite for sure. And then beyond that, we'll see. But
this one's a hard one. I like this one a lot. And then I love New Blood. I don't know why. I love.
You're gonna change your tune when we watch it tomorrow, dude. Sunday.
I've seen it. No, I loved. I've watched it several times.
I think you're forgetting about how the dad just shows back up mysteriously from under the fucking water.
No. I know that part sucks. Like, I get that part. Like, and he's not even fucking like decayed at all. He's like, I just came and I heard you. My daughter's in trouble.
I was away filming an Old Spice commercial.
I was hanging out with Jason Momoa under the water. What's up?
But he's got fucking gills.
Like, nothing's wrong with him. But yeah, that part sucked. But it's Kane Hodder's first performance, and he adds the iconic Jason the Jason like breathing thing. I don't know. I just love that movie. It's nostalgic. I love the movie. But nonetheless, this movie is fucking phenomenal times 15-1. And it's got, like you said, it's got a great soundtrack.
Yes.
It is. Are you there? You sound like you cut out. Jay? Oh, shit. I think you hit your mute button, you fucking douchebag.
Hey, bitch, I can hear what the fuck you're saying. My goddamn remote. outside, and then you were coming out through my speakers while I was trying to listen to Alice Cooper. But yes.
Now, Mom, get out of my room. I'm serious, Mom. Get out!
Bitch hole. No, here's the question.
After your soul.
Friday the 13th. In your opinion, the ones that are listening, the five that are, maybe the two, what do you think is the best?
Brett Favre.
What?
What?
The best Jason that you've ever seen on screen. Like, the best.
Why must we compare them?
Well, I mean, we have to. That's what we do. I would say, I'm going to go ahead and point it out. I love Kane Hodder. I'm going to say that over and over again because you'll get hate for it if you don't say that. Like, it's almost like you have to say, like, I love the Pope or something. But I think Derek Mears is the best Jason I've ever seen on screen, 100%. I think that he took everything that Kane Hodder did and did his own evolved version of that and did an amazing job. He was intimidating. He was scary. He had the walk. He had the movement. He had everything going for him. But second to that is Kane Hodder. But this guy that played in part six is fucking great too.
Just the fucking cover art for Jason Goes to Hell down there. It looks like a turd just got rammed through his face. But I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, dude. I'm just a pacifist when it comes to the who's the best Jason conversation. Like, I really just don't. I think it's one of those few things, like, honestly, in every fucking Jason movie, he's been portrayed really well. And I think I just, like, I'm happy
not that I didn't like Old Backhead. I just don't think that the Old Backhead was, like, the guy that, not that he did anything wrong. I felt like part two and part three were, like, finding what Jason, like, how he was going to be kind of moments. Like, they hadn't really locked down certain things about Jason. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, he felt like a work in progress in those two movies. And then when part four, it was better. And then part five wasn't even him, even though the guy that played him did a good job. But you're right. Yeah. I mean, overall, like, yeah, everybody did a good job except for the ones that stand out in my mind. And it's not just because Kane Hodder is the most recognizable guy, but dude, he did add elements and layers to the character of Jason with a mask on that none of the other actors had done before. The breathing thing, the way that he moved, he just did certain things that were unique. And Derek Mears himself had said that his inspiration when he did the character of Jason was Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't mention any of the other guys, and those guys did a great job too. Not taking anything from them, but Kane Hodder, in a lot of people's minds, is Jason Voorhees. Like,
yeah, it's definitely the most popular choice.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, dude, like, because I think that even in, not this movie, but A New Blood, when you watch that movie, one of the most memorable things that you take from it is the way that Jason was portrayed. And it looks fucking great. And it's amazing. And it look, you know, and the action sequences in it and the way that Kane Hodder is portraying Jason,
mm-hmm.
It's something you take away from it. You're like, that's fucking awesome. Because you could hate, and we do, Rob Zombie's Halloween Part 2. And we don't hate Rob Zombie's Halloween, but Tyler Mane was a good Michael Myers. I just wish the guy had a better director and not gone off the fucking deep end with Halloween 2. I think that if he had a better director, as far as, like, what they were trying to do with him, he would have been maybe the best Michael Myers ever. Like, he might have been.
He's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, man.
Pretty fucking good. Yeah. Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Part 6, Jason Lives. And you know what else lives? We watched a fucking movie lives with 100,000 subscribers coming in today. And we're celebrating that shit tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, October the 26th.
Book it in your calendar.
Bring your boys and ghouls.
your fucking treats, bitch.
We're going to listen to The Terror Train. That song that they played in Halloween 2. I don't know. We're not actually going to, because that'd be copyright. It's going to be live on YouTube for everybody, not just Patreons. We do a monthly Patreon.
I wish that our 100,000 subscriber could open with Creed. With arms wide open.
What if you did?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so we love your fucking faces. We will see you guys tonight, and it's going to get fucking wacky. And you can ask us your questions, and you can ask Michael and Loomis your questions, because we'll all make an appearance. And I'll smell like a condom all night, because I'll be wearing that mask, but it's going to be fine. We're going to have fun, and we're going to have some drinks, and we're going to have some hookers that we're later going to kill and stuff into a trunk and drive around town to Walmart to buy razors and ankle bracelets.
But we already did that, so are we just taking pictures of...
Wait.
What?
It was so much fun. I want to do it again.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir! 100,000 subscriber celebrations coming at your face tonight, and we're going to see you there. Don't be square. Don't be the tortoise and the hare. Go ahead and have a good time. And get with us.
And the girl in tonight's movie had hair.
Yes, she did. In between her vagina fair.
It's going to be a hairy turn, guys. We love your fucking faces. If you do the channel, click that subscribe button and get some goddamn way up. And you don't forget to rate our podcast on iTunes, because that shit helps us a fuck lot. And we'll see you guys tonight.
Bye. Goodbye.
He's back. The man behind the mask. Oh.
There we go. What are you gonna do on October 31st?
What are you gonna do on October 31st?
Here comes that white-faced fucker, an asshole like no other. He's a big old piece of shit. Wants to stab your sister's tits, cause he's a white-faced fucker. Loomis can't recover. Dr. Chal is drunk again, sleeping with your sister's friends.
Do you wanna know about the darkness?
I said goddamn.
God damn you, fucker!
I said,
a lot of people don't know the darkness that goes inside their hearts.
I said, goddamn.
God damn you, Michael!
What are you gonna do on October 31st?